Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and a brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is a sacred space. It is a sanctuary for you to ignite your powerful light during these illuminating times of change and transition on our planet. We are here to assist you today in shifting upward, out of feeling depleted or diminished in any way, into feelings of divine determination, empowerment, rejuvenation, replenishment, renewal. So thank you for saying yes and being here with us and for contributing your love to this sacred circle today. I do want to ask my favorite question, what is the best that could happen here today? Well, today my co-creative partner is the wonderful Peter Tung to discuss the back door to bliss. Peter offers Gene Key sessions, and we'll talk about that. The Gene Keys take you on your own grail quest along the golden path to show you the Gene Keys or the key Gene Keys in your own unique hologenetic profile. We'll talk about that as well as Peter will offer a global update on what's happening right now in the world and the build up and what's going on in the next 6 weeks. We'll get an overview on that. So just trust and know that brilliant and bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax and breathe and open and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes or YouTube and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. Now, my intention with our gathering today is for love and, of course, joy and soulfully empowering energy to flow through my voice and this entire sacred energetic space with grace and ease. And we're welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in and let Peter and myself know how you're doing throughout the show. You can ask your questions in our webcast. We will be taking some live callers later, so press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. So again, we're talking about the back door to bliss. Peter has been on a spiritual path much of his life. Early explorations of chemistry and astrology quickly evolved into studies of alchemy and the afterlife. Over the years, he has gained much insight on humanity's innate ability to transform itself. He offers Gene Key sessions. This is really interesting and fascinating, and many of you have had these sessions with him, and hopefully many more of you will. It is it's a journey that reveals to you the shadow energies lurking in your unconscious that are waiting to be transmuted and transformed into your most powerful gifts. It is a system based on the link between the Chinese I Ching, 64 hexagrams, and the 64 codons that make up our DNA. Now, Peter was an educator for 30 years and a high school principal for 13 years, during which time the Indigo children provided him with firsthand accounts of their spiritual experiences. He was inspired by these exceptional young people, and he left his career in formal education and then turned his attention to walking his true spiritual path by helping others to walk theirs. Now he counsels individuals and groups in spiritual emergence, overcoming obstacles, and finding one's true life purpose through the Gene Keys. So today we're going to focus on, as I mentioned, what's going on in the next 6 weeks. Really, really powerful times, and also how we have the divine opportunity right now to come together and see beyond the mundane nature of what's going on in the world and really connect to what really matters. So let's get started, my friends. Please join me in extending waves of love and light and appreciation to Peter as I welcome him back. So welcome back, my friend.
Well, thanks, Carrie. That was an amazing introduction. And I'm glad you said they're going to focus on love, because that's what this 35th Gene Key is all about. The back door to bliss comes through that vibration of love. So, and it does come through the voice. The fifth line in the hexagram is the voice. And so when you are tuned into the heart-centered love frequency, then that's what gets generated through the vibrational tone of the voice as you speak. So you're right on it. Congratulations.
Thank you. as you are. We were talking about earlier how, you know, we really want to just empower everyone. That's kind of what our role is here, Peter. But let's just dive in, talk about the current energies, what's going on from your perspective. Let's just jump right in.
Well, before we do, I just want to wish you a happy birthday for Saturday.
And
from a Gene Key perspective, you have the six. Actually, you're 16.5, I think, aren't you? Or are you 16.5 or 4? Do you know?
I just know 16, so okay. I don't know.
So the point I want to make to the listeners is that 16th Gene Key is about the ability to create appropriate structure. So it means your life's work is to create a structure through which you can reach your highest calling, which is the show. The show is the container, the structure that you've created to bring through this wonderful information about spiritual ascension. So in terms of your life's work and your 16th Gene Key, you are in the sweet spot. You couldn't be any better off. So congratulations from the Gene Key
perspective. Thank you. It's a celebration. It was a celebration all weekend, and it's still continuing. So I appreciate that. As I told you, I printed out my profile here again because I hadn't looked at it in a while. And, powerful times that we're all in. And I feel wonderful. I feel, and I know you do too. There can be distraction, I suppose, but I think it's such a brilliant time for those of us who are focused on love and what we're here to create. So, what do you want to share about the energies?
Well, yeah, let's talk about the next 6 weeks, because I think it will really help the listeners to understand what's unfolding, and also for each of them to play their own part in their own way during this time. And again, I don't know how we do this, Carrie, but it's always divine timing, the way in which we set up these shows, because I didn't know what I know now when we booked the show for today. But why it's significant is we are literally moving out of the 16th Gene Key, your life's work Gene Key today, into the 35th Gene Key, which is the back door to bliss that I want to talk about later, because that is the Gene Key that's just beginning its illumination by the sun, and it goes throughout this week. And on Friday, we've got the beginning of this eclipse season. Mm-hmm. And I want to explain the whole process over the next 6 weeks for people to understand what's going on. Some of this is obviously coming from an astrological perspective, which is not my perspective, but I've obviously looked into that, but also my own perspective on this bigger picture. So on Friday, we have got the first of these three eclipses. It's very unusual to have three eclipses. It's normally two. But the reason that we're having three is the nodal axis of the moons is when, if you're from the Earth's perspective, looking out into the orbits of the moon and the sun, they cross each other's path twice in their orbits, and they're called the moon's nodes. So when those two points are lined up is when we have the eclipses. So just recently, we shifted out of the nodal axis of Cancer and Capricorn and into the nodal axis of Gemini Sagittarius. Well, the Cancer-Capricorn axis is all about security. Capricorn is about security of finances and work, and Cancer security is all about family and home. Well, over the last 6 months, clearly what we've been engaged in is that sense of safety and security with those two extremes, and when we've all been going through that in one form or another. And then the axis shifted just in a few weeks ago out of that into Gemini and Sagittarius. Sagittarius is on the south node, Gemini on the north node. The south node is where we're coming from. The north node is where we're going to. So Sagittarius on the south node is all about finding our own inner truth as we go through this transformation. And the north node is Gemini, is all about the way in which we communicate that. And obviously, because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, many, many people have now turned to the internet and different forms of social media to communicate. And this nodal axis continues for 18 months. So, Carrie, I think it's going to be the case that many people are going to stay at home to do their work and do it through the internet rather than go back to the downtown, the old commuting
That's
system.
Right.
right? Mm-hmm. So that's the beginning of the change. So this Friday, we have the first of these three eclipses. It's at 12:12 Pacific, so people can work out what that is. And then the lunar eclipse is 12 minutes later, so it's 12:12 and 12:24. So the full moon at 12:12, the lunar eclipse at 12:24. And so this is the full moon lunar eclipse beginning this eclipse season. And it's all about letting go and purging out of us all of the residual remnants of the old stuff that needs to be released. Now, I also want to go back to May 11 and 12, because on those 2 days, three of the planets went in retrograde motion, Saturn, Venus, and Jupiter. And they're still in retrograde motion, and so I just want to include that in the discussion. So Saturn retrograde is all about structure. And we're seeing the chaos in the world right now as the old structures are being dismantled. Mm-hmm. Well, this applies to us as well. So what we're wanting to do is to look at what I would call our modus operandi. How do I operate in the world? What's my internal structure? And we're now looking into how we can dismantle all of the old structures and ways of being that no longer work and creating a brand new structure. We're not doing the creating bit yet. We're just making sure we are dismantling the old system, the old way. And then there's this wonderful thing going on with Venus. So she went retrograde on May the 12th. Venus is all about our personal values, our relationships, and our money. Mm-hmm. And so we're being looking into Venus retrograde now is, what do I truly, truly value in my life? What are the key relationships that I'm engaged in? Which relationships do I need to let go? And what about my money and my value around that and how that is playing out? Now, just last week, Venus has been putting on a stellar show. I'm not sure if you've seen her, Carrie, but she was in this beautiful, twinkling, brightly colored display. She was even shape-shifting through the last few months, just absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. And then last week, on May 27th, she came into conjunction with the sun. So she was going retrograde through Gemini. The sun was coming forward through Gemini. So they meet and they come into conjunction. And when they meet, Venus disappears from the night sky because the sun obliterates her. You can't see her anymore. She's dropping down through the sky and then she disappears. And she goes into the underworld. And then on June the 9th, she miraculously reappears as the morning star. So she disappears as the night star and comes back as the morning star after she's gone into the underworld. So while she's in the underworld through to June 9th is when we now want to really look into those truly important elements of our values, our relationships, and our money.
Okay.
And then on the same day, Jupiter went retrograde. And Jupiter is all about the future expansion that we're moving in. So in retrograde motion, it's asking us to look into what we have not yet released to set us free to expand into our highest self. So what's limiting us, what's restricting us from fulfilling our destiny? And the beautiful thing about this time where we've all been locked down and shut down is we've all been given the opportunity to actually do this, to actually go deep right within. So those people who are on a conscious path have taken this opportunity to take this deep dive within. So that's this Friday, and so between now and then, it's a really good idea to really look deeply into ourselves on these three levels through these three planets in retrograde motion. Now, Pluto went retrograde well before that in April, and that's all about our transformation. So all of this energy is inviting us to transform through taking this deep dive in ourselves. And then I would suggest strongly that people do some form of ceremony on Friday to let all this go. And you can do it something as simple as writing the words down that are restricting you, limiting you, and just doing a little fire ceremony with that piece mm-hmm. of paper. Something as simple as that. And so I don't think we any longer have to do elaborate ceremonies. With our good intention and keeping things simple, and in particular collecting with Mother Earth is really important. So that's the first one. And then the second one is a solar eclipse, and it's right on the summer solstice. You couldn't make this up, Carrie. It's divinely it's divinely guided. So this is on June the 20th, right after 11 o'clock in the evening. So it's going to go on the 21st for people on the West Coast. It's just after 11 o'clock. So it's going to be in the early hours of the morning on the 21st, which is the summer solstice. And this is a solar eclipse. And what this is, the solar eclipse is when the moon blocks out the sun from the earth. But on this particular occasion, the moon isn't quite big enough in its alignment with the sun to completely block it out. So it's called an annular eclipse. It's called a ring of fire because you can see the outer edge of the sun around the black hole in the center. Now, we're not going to see it in North America, but it's happening, so the energies are there. And when the moon blots out the sun, it's almost like it's a reset, just like when you have to turn your computer off and put it back on to upgrade. That's that moment where you can do this reset or this upgrade of your own conscious self. So this is like a consciousness revolution. And it's really clear to me that right now we're in a battle of consciousness. Those people who are waking up and expanding into this higher perspective, and those who are stuck in the old ways without any judgment. Mm-hmm. But on that moment, you've got this opportunity then to really step into your highest frequency, abundant consciousness right on the summer solstice. And then the third eclipse, amazingly, happens on July the 4th, on your Independence Day.
Right.
And this one will be partially visible, but it's only a prenumbral eclipse, so it's not completely aligned. So the bright full moon will just dim slightly. It won't be a blood moon. However, why this is really, really significant is America is going through its Pluto return, which takes 250 years to go around the astrological wheel once. So 250 years ago is when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And this was supposed to be freedom for the United States. And what's really interesting right now in the world is people are talking about the American Constitution, particularly in America, but not just in America, because that Constitution was supposed to bring us freedom. So Pluto going all the way around and coming back to that point is now saying, okay, are we going to transform into the higher aspect of freedom? And that's the big question that's being asked of everybody on the planet right now, but the focus being on America. And so that eclipse comes in right on your July 4th day, which to me is just mind-blowing.
It really is.
Right? So Mother Earth and Father Sun and the heavens are choreographing all of this on
right.
our behalf.
Right.
So what we need to do is simply align with that and know that this is all part of a divine plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richard Rudd, who is the genius behind the Gene Keys, did a human design interview recently with a woman who was an expert in human design. And he began in human design and created the Gene Keys as a separate process. But they were talking about the Gene Keys and human design and how they integrate. And Richard said something really, really interesting, which I'd never heard him say before. And that was that the old epoch ends in the 42nd Gene Key. And so I looked up when that was being illuminated by the sun, and that was April 10 to 14.
Hmm.
And then he said the new epoch opens up in the 53rd Gene Key. So I looked up the 53rd Gene Key when it gets illuminated by the sun, and that is on July 6 to 9.
I thought, hello,
that's right after that July 4th eclipse.
Right.
So my own personal belief is this opening up, because the gift of the 53rd Gene Key is expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And the city, listen to this, everybody, the city is superabundance.
Hmm.
So I think we are going to open out, begin to expand during that week after that eclipse. On July the 4th. So from my perspective, for everybody listening, is to just pay attention and watch this great, it's the greatest movie ever made that we're in. And stuff is going to be continued to be revealed, and there's all sorts of stuff. There's still more shocks to come. And the most important thing for all of us who are on this journey is to be the neutral witness and hold to the highest frequency that we can, whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
And not spend too much time on the media and what's going on in the world, because if we're not careful, that can drag us down into the mud puddle that's going on out in the world today.
Yes.
And just to realize this chaos and confusion has to happen to dismantle the old world.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hold to the highest frequency that we can as we move through this.
Absolutely, Peter. Couldn't agree more. And as we were mentioning, we talked before we went live, how you said there really is a multidimensional chess game happening here. You know,
yeah.
Part of it's hidden, part of it is in view. I certainly don't watch mainstream news or anything like that. I do know there's a lot going on here in America with a lot of people. I kind of stay in my lane over here and just focus
yeah,
on
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing.
Exactly.
But anything else you want to mention about the multidimensional perspective of that, of what's happening?
Just that there is so much going on that we don't know about, that we want to stay out of judgment and opinion
mm-hmm.
about who's a good guy, who's a bad guy, what's going on here, what's going on there, and just try and hold for the highest outcome for all concerned, for the greater good. And I think the key word is compassion
mm-hmm.
for all that's going on, and try and stay out of judgment. And don't feel the need to justify your own position with anybody, because
it
creates... It just creates more conflict. So just keep to your own counsel. Love the world deeply. Send out wonderful waves of compassion to everyone without, you know, without condition. And just watch the show. Watch it going on.
I know that you wanted to also, Peter, talk about stargates right now and the significance of the stargates at this time. What's significant to share about that?
Well, while all this is going on, if you're not careful, it will distract us away from the true mission.
Mm-hmm.
And the true mission is to connect to the highest possible frequencies that we can. And this is coming through these organic stargates that are opening up all over the place. And the organic stargates mean it's coming through the natural world. So this has got nothing to do with anything artificial or synthetic. This is Mother Earth herself and the heavens and the star systems. And just taking the opportunity then, when you're out in nature in particular, to deliberately and intentionally connect through to these higher realms. A stargate simply means there's a different frequency on either side of the stargate. So we're in our 3D world still, but we're also stepping into these higher frequencies. And the word that's being used is an interesting newish word, which is simultaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that there's a simultaneous opportunity to bring all the timelines and all the dimensions into this now moment. A lot of people have been having sort of experience of past lives or past history in this life coming into this now moment. So these timelines are all coming into this now moment, into this zero point field. And so this is where this opportunity to step through these gateways into these higher frequencies, simply by setting that intention. And it often comes through some sort of portal. So it can be a circular thing. It can be an arch. It can be just a natural gateway created through a channel through some trees, for example, or a pond. But we're looking at the organic openings is probably the best way of putting it. And just having the intention of allowing your consciousness to connect through that entry point and just allowing it to happen, just allowing it to flow and just seeing what information comes down and through to you.
Yes. Well, and let's keep, yeah, and simplify it. These things don't have to be complicated. And... So the word simplicity has been a powerful one lately. Fluidity and simplicity.
I just had this amazing day late last week. I think it was Friday or Saturday. Again, that's another thing that's happening, just losing track of which day is which and time.
I know.
That's all part of it. But yes. I've got this nesting box high up on a tree right outside. I'm looking at it now, actually, right outside my window. And I don't know if you know this, but swallows create decoy nests, and they build nests in more than one place to take you away from where the babies are actually going to be born. Mm. And last year, they used my nesting box as the decoy. But this year, they used it as the actual nest. Mm-hmm. And so just I was sitting outside the other day, and I heard these little chicks inside. And then they came, and they fledged. They took their first flights. And this, you know how swallows move, it's just stunning, their motion. It's actually the 41st dream key, is the swallow totem. And they just swoop and dive, and it's just beautiful. And then, the same day, these four red squirrels, which are the original natural squirrels, just showed up from nowhere and started diving around this tree, just having this incredibly wonderful, playful time, the same tree. And it was just like Mother Earth was just rebirthing herself in this most playful, wonderful, majestic way. And that's when, you know, you just dive into that space and be the squirrel, be the swallow, and just let that happen, you know, just spontaneously merge with the natural world. And it's just stunningly beautiful.
I agree. We have two bird feeders, and it seems like there's 20 or 30 birds out there at a time sometimes just singing, and you know, and the colors of these birds, Peter, and it's just beautiful, and the squirrels, and I mean, it's just pretty magical.
Well, what we know from what's happened over the last few months, as Mother Earth is loving this slowdown, and everything's brighter and greener, and I've got this beautiful goldfinch, which is this absolutely stunning sunshine yellow brightness. And as you said, that everything's got a more intense color to it now. Mm-hmm. And so this is all part of this journey into these higher realms, these higher frequencies. Our eyes are adjusting to these higher frequencies. It's just fantastic. I've got the hummingbird just came to my feet right now, just as I said that. Yeah, the beautiful, the ruby-throated one, this beautiful, stunning, shimmering redness. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So the one thing I did want to add to all of this, I finished talking about this build-up for the 6 weeks, but now I just want to talk about this 35th gene key, which is the backdoor to bliss, which is just starting right now as we speak. So the sun is now illuminating the 35th gene key on the first line. And why this is so important, it will take a couple of minutes to explain, Carrie, but it's really important because this is affecting everybody this week, right through that eclipse on Friday. The 35th gene key are those people who have a relatively low level of serotonin in their system. So they find it very challenging to be fully satisfied with anything in their lives, including food. And so they tend to want to go on external adventures to fully satiate themselves, to fill themselves up, and nothing works. And quite a few people with this gene key have eating disorders in their teenage years because they fill themselves up with food and that doesn't do it. So then they empty themselves out and purge themselves and that doesn't do it. So then they try and go on these external adventures. And none of that works. And so what we have to do is go on an internal adventure and go within to the adventure. And then this wonderful thing happens that the serotonin levels start naturally going up, and so you start feeling fully satisfied with your life, and then your life becomes an adventure. Mm-hmm. And the city of this gene key is bounteousness. And what this gene key does, it provides this wormhole that takes you straight from the shadow through to the city of bliss, of this highest frequency that we can attain. And the only challenge with it is the programming partner of the 35 is the 5. And the 5 is about impatience in the shadow and patience in the gift. And there are two channels opening up between now and the summer solstice, the 5 and the 15 and the 5 and the 35 this week. And what this is asking us to do is take a step out of clock time and connect with natural universal time and slow down and connect with Mother Earth, with nature, and that Schumann resonance we've talked about before, and perhaps just reminding people that the Schumann resonance is the natural heartbeat of Mother Earth, and it's been going up to these incredibly high values. Normally it's at 7.8 hertz and it's been up 120, 150, and it seems to be settling out at more like 30, 40. So Mother Earth herself is entraining us to a higher frequency brainwave pattern so that we can become more aware and more connected to her and to our own lives, our own inner world. And so the best way to make this connection is through this 35th gene key. And what's really interesting, Carrie, is the latest research on serotonin is focusing on the serotonin produced in the gut rather than in the brain. In the past, it's all been about serotonin in the brain and people taking drugs to increase their serotonin, and that's not the answer. The answer is to go down into the gut. And that's the little meditation that I'd like to do today. It's a beautiful, really simple process, but it actually activates this serotonin production down in the womb area, in the gut area.
Mm-hmm. When would you like to do the meditation, Peter? Do you want to do it now or do you want to wait?
It would seem like this would be the right time.
It would seem so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move into that.
Okay. So just obviously if anybody's driving, if you're going to do it, you need to pull over. Or if you're operating any machinery or anything like that, because we are going to go into a deep, very short, less than 5-minute meditation. But I know this works. And it requires patience. And you may need to do it many times before you get to the place we want to get to. But I will describe it. And as I say, it's a very straightforward and beautiful process. So everybody just take a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. And let's just feel a deep gratitude to Carrie for hosting this wonderful show that she does to support us all on our sacred journey. A deep gratitude to yourself for having the courage to step into this incredibly powerful space that we're moving into and being one of the people holding space for this future world. And just very gently and slowly bring your consciousness down inside your body, right down the spine. Just rest for a moment in the heart and just breathe through the heart for a few moments. And just feel this love expanding in your heart. Love for yourself. Love for all sentient beings. And you may want to put your hands over your lower belly, because that's where we're going. We're taking your conscious awareness down deep into your womb space, into your belly, your Tan Tien. And just resting inside the body. You may be feeling the warmth of your hands on the outside, but you are inside. And what you're going to do now is to use your creative imagination to create the most magnificent garden that you can inside your lower belly. Any garden you like, it's your creation. And then as you build this garden, this is obviously your first attempt at this, as you build your garden, you can change it at any time. When you're feeling in this wonderful expanded state, as we all are during this show, then you just fill your garden with lights, with sunshine, with rainbows, with unicorns, with anything that you feel a deep and profound connection, angels, archangels, ascended beings, elementals, fairies, elves, pixies, whatever you want to do, fill your garden, bring your children in, bring your grandchildren, bring your animals, just have this beautiful, creative, expansive self in your garden. And then if ever you're feeling a bit off, a bit cranky, negative, even angry, then bring those energies, those frequencies into the garden as well, but you use them as manure, as compost. Do some weeding. So whatever state you're in, your garden improves. And then this wonderful thing happens that your serotonin levels start rising completely naturally and easily through this process. And you begin to feel more and more satisfied with your life. But there are a couple of other features that we can incorporate into the garden to help us, particularly those people who are ungrounded, people who tend to have their consciousness up and out, because this ascension process is all about coming down and in, getting really safe deep down in the body. So if you struggle with that, or if you get too heated, whether that be through an explosive reaction to things or you have any digestive issues, then have a water feature in your garden. Have a fountain, a waterfall, a stream, and bring that coolness into your garden inside yourself to balance through the second chakra where your hands are. And if you're feeling really courageous, and again, if you have difficulty feeling totally safe being in your body, then have a cave in your garden. The cave represents the root chakra right down at the base. And you haven't got to go in there yet, but again, if you have some tentativeness around that, that's fine. But at some point in the future, feel safe enough to go into that cave and just go in there and just feel safe sitting. You don't have to do anything. Just be there, right down in your root chakra, sitting quietly inside your cave. Because what we're wanting to do in this time is to feel absolutely safe and secure in our bodies when all of these fears are being generated in the outer world. And we are going to go way beyond that and feel absolutely, totally safe by trusting ourselves and trusting the universe that it's all on our side. And there's one final step. And if you're patient and you're quiet and you're still inside, this 35th gene key provides the opportunity through the patience to merge with the oneness of all that is, to step into an altered state of being. And some of you may already be there now in this moment. And just allowing this blissful feeling of the connection to all that is take you over. And sometimes when it happens for the first time, you're not really quite aware of what's happened until you sort of snap back into this realm, to this world. But this is the route to bliss, to full satiation, satisfaction with your life. So if you take your time and you practice with this very, very straightforward and simple yet beautiful process, then this does provide you with that opportunity to step into unity consciousness and have these wonderful little breaks from life and just be in this expanded, altered space. So sadly now it's time to come back and just very gently and easily bring your consciousness back into your heart center, breathing through the heart, just becoming fully aware of your body, just relaxing into your body. With deep gratitude in your heart once again, fully present, fully aware of your physical body. And then when you're ready and in your own time, just very gently open your eyes. And Carrie, when you're ready, you can just speak to let me know that you're back.
I'm ready. I'm back. I loved the water fountain feature of the garden. And of course, all the unicorns and the fairies. And that is a beautiful space that we can all go to. And thank you for that, Peter. That was a that felt beautiful and blissful, and that's the state that we want to be in as often as possible. So thank you for that. Now, Peter, I want to take some callers and some questions. Every time you're on, of course, people have gene key questions, specific ones that only you can answer. It's like okay. A different language to me. It is its own language, isn't it, Peter?
Yes, it is, yeah.
it's that for someone like you who's been studying it for so long, it's a real gift. So, Peter, there may be new people on the show who are hearing about the Gene Keys for the first time. I think just a brief explanation of what this is might be helpful before we take some questions.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So the Gene Keys was a brilliant discovery by Richard Rudd, who had one of those altered states experiences we just talked about for 3 days. So he was in this altered state, and he was shown how creation took place through the condensing into matter of the 64 hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching, and how those hexagrams coincided precisely with the 64 codons of our DNA. In other words, all of creation resides within us, and what the Gene Keys does is provides the opportunity for us to clear out any blockages within our system, within our codes, to set us free to reach the highest frequency that we can in our divine destiny in this lifetime. It's all encoded in our DNA, so we are creating the opportunity to set ourselves free through the blocks that reside within our DNA as a result of our genetics and of our early childhood experiences, and then experiences that took place later in life. So what comes out of this process, based upon your birth date and time and location, is a profile which contains 11 spheres. And those 11 spheres represent different aspects of our life and bring us to this realization that we have encoded within us these conditioned programs through our genetics and childhood. And through the profile in which Gene Keys are involved, we can see how we can clear those out of our system and set ourselves free. Some of those are to do with our outer life in the world. Some are to do with our inner purpose, our soul's purpose. Others are to do with the development through childhood. One important one is the ancestral core wounding that we're carrying, which we are here to clear on behalf of our ancestors. And then stepping up into how we're going to operate in the world in the future, offering ourselves in service to the world once we've done that inner understanding and clearing of those blockages that prevent us from living our lives in total freedom. And most people on this call, Carrie, will have done a fair amount of their work. So when we look into their profile, a lot of it will actually be validation of what they've already done, taking it to the next level. And there's a lot of validation, confirmation. And what I'm finding in my one-on-one sessions is that we're going through this beautiful dance of understanding why people have done certain things in their lives and really understanding for the first time why certain things happen in their lives and when and why, but then allowing them to expand into this higher expression of their true divine nature. And it's a very safe process. From my perspective, having spent 40 years studying this stuff, it's the most safe and relatively easy process to take us into our highest expression.
Mm-hmm. And you can take people from something that seems rather complicated and just simplifying it so they can really understand their profile. And that's part of your offering. And so every time you're here, we have a special offer for people to have a session with you. So that is still available again this time. So for those of you who would like to go ahead and get one scheduled, go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on our marketplace, and you will see Peter's smiling face. Click on that, and you can access that special offer. I just want to mention that you did add some bonuses in here, some bonus meditations, Peter. The first one is moving through the intense energies of the month of July, about the eclipses and everything that we talked about earlier. There's also setting our intentions for the next 6 months. It's a meditation, as well as the bonus video. And I'm so glad that you created this, understanding your Gene Keys profile, because it can be a little bit overwhelming when you look at it and you're like, what is this? So you give that video as a basic introduction, which helps people understand a lot of things before they have their session with you. So I'm sure that makes it easier for you, too, to really dive in a little deeper more quickly with people.
Exactly, yeah. Once they've watched the introductory video, we can go straight into their lives and spend the whole hour or so just looking into them rather than having to explain how it works. So long as the person has looked at the introductory video before the session, we can get straight into the nitty-gritty, as it were.
Yes. Okay.
And there is, I just wanted to add, Carrie, there is a risk. I want to use the word elitism, which is one of my gene keys in the 12th gene key. But there is an intimidating factor with the language that you mentioned that I want to just mention, because it does have its own language, and that can be a bit off-putting. But the key thing, as people will hear when I do these little mini readings, it's not so much the gene key and the line and the words that explain that. It's the actual message behind that that really matters. And that's the interpretation of what this actually means.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it seems like most often when you're here, Peter, people have some familiarity with the gene keys, because we always get a ton of questions, very specific ones, I might add. You have quite a following here, by the way.
That's great news.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to take some questions from the webcast. Let me do that first, and then we'll do some live callers.
Good.
Okay, Lynn from Cincinnati said, I have 1.2 attraction. I would love your insights, dearest Peter. Much gratitude. 1.2 attraction.
1.2. Okay. So the attraction field is the way in which you invite everybody into your life, whether you know it or not. You're at the center of your own web of life, and this is the attraction field. So you magnetize people to you to show you what you need to learn about yourself in life. And because it's the second line, it is about partnership, 1.2. The 0.2 is the line of the hexagram. So this means then that you are learning most about yourself by interacting with another person one-on-one. So it's like the other person acts as a mirror back to you to show you what you need to know in your own life about yourself. The challenge with the second line is, if you're in your flow and your ease and grace, you're the nicest person to be around. But if you're in your frustration or struggle, there's a tendency to project that out onto the other person, and it lacks self-awareness. So this is another aspect of the mirroring back to the person the way our behavior is affecting them, because we can be more hurtful than we realize with the line two in the attraction field. The first gene key is the beginning. It's the very beginning of everything. Nothing has happened yet. It's the primer materia. Nothing has formed. So it means that through your relationships, you have the ability to create form from nothing. So not just the creative spark, but the actual ability to put it into some form. And the challenge with the first gene key in the shadow is, the word is entropy. What that means is it's chaos. And what that means is, if you're not forming things into some creative expression, then you can become depressed thinking that you've lost that creative spark, because it's all chaotic. And you never have lost that spark. A good way of explaining it, Carrie, is when someone goes on a really creative project and they're full on and they're going for it and they complete that project, then they sort of flatline. It's like a spiritual hangover. And if they're not careful, that can lead to depression. A lot of artists have this first gene key for that very reason. And what they're supposed to be doing is just resting and relaxing and recovering for the next explosive reaction into their next project. So it's important to allow yourself to rest and relax and not get down on yourself because you think you've lost your creative spark. So that's the explanation. And it is through relationship that you have that creative ability.
Okay. Lynn, there you go. Yeah, she wrote in quite a few times. She'd asked me if I included the mermaids too in my garden. Yes, of course, Lynn, I did. She's like, you left out the mermaids. They were there.
Right.
Okay. Sunny from New York. I wonder if this is the Sunny I know from New York. If it is, Hello, beautiful. Anyway, she said, love to be with both of you. We love that you're here, Sunny. She said, I'm curious, what is the radiance sphere? I have 20.5 presence, self-assurance, superficiality line 5, impact.
Yep. So radiance is the deepest aspect of you. It's like deeply buried in the unconscious. And it really dictates the environment in which we best thrive and our general health and well-being. And the fifth line means that you are an impact player. It means that if you are a natural leader. So it's like in a game of sport, an impact player comes into the game and has a big change in the game. It makes something happen. So you are an impact player. And one thing you have to be very careful of, line 5 is the throat chakra, is the use of your voice. If your voice comes on too strong, then you can trigger other people's stuff. So you want to be speaking from the heart, slowing down, softening slightly, still speaking with an authority, but it's an authority of love, not an authority of power. And the 20th gene key of superficiality is the tendency to become ungrounded when you are under stress. So it's very, very important for you to be very aware, A, of when you go up and out in consciousness and to get fully grounded in your body. And there are two aspects to presence, and it's about the full embodiment of your higher self, and they are time and space. So becoming very aware of when your mind drifts off into the past or the future and bringing it into the present moment now. And when you're consciousness wants to go up and out, that you bring yourself down and in. So the meditation we just did is perfect for you to become fully present. And when you become fully present and you are in the present moment in your body, that leads to self-assurance. So you become much more self-assured rather than scattered and up and out.
Mm-hmm. Sunny, I hope that you were here to listen to that. I'm not sure when you wrote in, so hopefully you heard that, Sunny. And, okay, a lot of people. Who am I going to? I'm going to go to this one. Gemma. Gemma says, wow, thank you for the amazing magical garden journey, Peter. I had a blissful experience. I will be very grateful if you could give me any insights about my purpose sphere. 34.5 Majesty Strength Force. Thank you very much, Gemma.
Okay, so what I just said about the fifth line for the radiance is also true for the purpose. So about being an impact player, about the voice, all that still holds for the fifth line and the purpose. Because the radiance and purpose are where the programming pairs come in, and they're always the same line. So what I just said previously for Sunny also is true for you. And the 34th, I've got a great message for you in the 34th line, Gemma. The 34th gene key is stop trying. The shadow of the 34th gene key is force, and that force means that it's very important that you don't try to make things happen. So the key word becomes allowing. Allow, allow, allow. Allow your life to unfold with ease and grace, following the synchronicities. Now, earlier I said we've got the full moon on Friday, so this is the perfect opportunity for you to completely let go of trying. And it's really hard because we were all brought up by our parents and our educational system to try harder. Remember that? Try
exactly.
Harder. Do you? Yeah, and that's not it.
Exhaust yourself and succeed.
Yeah. Now, yeah. The beautiful thing about this gene key, it is the most powerful physical gene key of them all. In Richard's book, he talks about this being the position of the Olympian. These are people who don't know their own strength, but it's unconscious. So now you want to be consciously aware that you have this very strong, deep inner strength and that you don't have any concerns about your physical well-being so long as you're not trying to make things happen. And the city of this gene key is majesty. And for me, the majesty is this really strong, grounded, like the giant redwood tree, while at the same time walking through life with grace. And it's the majestic being. It's almost like those incredibly athletic basketball players, those huge men and women who just have this natural grace as they fly through the air. It's that combination of physical strength and that majestic way of being. Mm-hmm. And this is your soul's purpose. So this is what your soul wanted you to learn in this lifetime. Your soul's purpose is saying to you, let go of trying and allow yourself to become majestic. That is your goal in your life, and that's your inner journey. And your life's work at the top is the way in which you're going to bring that out into the world. The way you're going to demonstrate your majesty is through your life's work sphere at the top.
Mm. There you go, Gemma. Let us know that you heard that. Lynn wrote back in and said, I definitely understand this and have learned to embrace downtime, which is rejuvenating for my soul. Thank you so much. Okay. Let me take one more from here, and then we'll take a couple live callers. MC from Riverside. How can I use the gene keys to address a repetitive situation? I keep creating neighbors who invade and violate my boundaries by being excessively noisy. What gene key will help me understand myself better? Here are a few of my gene keys. Attraction
24.3. I shouldn't be laughing. Stop right there.
Peter.
because as soon as I heard you start explaining, I thought, that's 24th gene key right there.
Yeah. And then, EQ, and then 36, 13, radiance 5.3, SQ 60.3, evolution 64.1.
So where was the 24?
Where is the 24? Attraction 24.3.
Okay. So I shouldn't laugh, but I love this job, Carrie.
I can't tell.
So, it's
amazing at times, I'm sure.
So the 24th gene key in the attraction field, so you're attracting into your life this repetitive pattern, right? And this repetitive pattern, why I was going to say the 24th gene key before we even knew that it was one of them, was the fact that the 24th gene key, Richard says, is the shadow of all shadows. In other words, it's at the root of all the shadow frequencies, because it's the addiction. It's the addiction to the repeating pattern. Mm-hmm. And so to explain that, what it means is this, that you go through this loop over and over again of this repeating pattern. And when you try to step out of the pattern, in other words, stop the hamster wheel going round and round and step off it, then your mind wants to put you straight back on, because there's a discomfort that comes when you step off the hamster wheel to try to face that pattern and that addiction. And so that addiction then leads to two outcomes. One is that we take substances to numb ourselves down, and that becomes a substance addiction, or we become so hectic racing around that we are avoiding that stillness, that discomfort that comes with stepping out of the addictive pattern. So we have to create a gap, and we have to sit in the stillness and the silence of that gap and feel the discomfort to break the pattern. Now, the 24th gene key is a very auditory gene key. So what I suggest you do is go out into nature, sit quietly, and listen deeply to the natural sounds that are coming from the natural world. And your mind will want to kick back in because of that addictive patterning going round and round that loop. So to break the pattern, you have to not only break the pattern by going into the stillness and the silence, but you have to break your own habitual patterns day by day. And it's interesting you said that the addiction attraction is to noise. Well, it's an auditory gene key. And so it's the noise factor that needs to be broken. So it's a very difficult, I can tell you, it is one of the, I've got this gene key, so I know it well. And it is a difficult pattern to break. And you have to really have some determination and discipline to break it. And you break it by doing nothing, by sitting in the stillness and the quiet and the silence and feeling through the discomfort and releasing those energies. And again, it's the perfect timing this week with the full moon lunar eclipse on Friday is to let all of this go, to purge yourself of any repetitive patterns, not just attracting those neighbors in, but any regular addictive patterns that you live by. So it's about reinventing the way in which you live your life. And then you will begin to shift that energy and you will no longer attract that into your life and you'll set yourself free. But it's got nothing to do with them. It's you releasing that pattern within yourself.
Hmm.
And
okay.
the third line is about what you really want is to have a lot of playful fun with the people around you in your life. But the third line is the solar plexus. So it tends to create all this emotional turbulence. So the second piece of this is to disentangle yourself from the emotional reactions you have to the noise and the people, and just witness it as from a neutral perspective. Because when you're entangled in it, you're holding onto it. So you've got to let it go. You've got to let the rope go completely from your end to set the addictive pattern free.
Okay. MC, there you go. I hope you heard that. Gemma wrote back in, Peter. She said, OMG, I am speechless. So powerful. Thank you from my heart and soul. When I've been trying to make things happen, you have no idea what a disaster it's been. Everything was spot on beyond my expectations. Thank you, thank you, thank you both. Bless you both. Gemma, blessings to you too. I'm glad that that was what you needed to hear. So, Peter, if it's okay with you, can I take a live caller or two? They've been waiting.
Yeah. So. Yes, of
okay.
course, yeah.
All right. First live caller is area code 951. You're live with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What is your name?
This is MC. I wrote it. This is my this is an amazing day for me because the meditation we just did was on the on my purpose 35.3 and radiance 5.3, and then you just answered the attraction question for me.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So I don't know. I'm just, I guess I'm going to ask one more thing, and that's about the EQ of 36.3. To maybe round out a little bit more help. And thank you so much because everything you said was so helpful. I didn't know whether or not to react to the noise and do something like it was an empowerment thing of speaking out or whether or not I needed to just let it happen and be with it. So that was so helpful.
Yeah, so you do the work on the inside. But the 36.3 is another complicating factor because, it's the third line again, and so it's back to the emotional turbulence. But, MC, what you do want to do is go back into your childhood, age 8 to 14, because the EQ governs that emotional time in your life, and it's the third line again. So the chances are that whatever you're experiencing now actually got birth during that time in your life. So you want to look at what was happening emotionally during that time, which is repeating itself now. And to add to that, the 36 gene key is the most human of all the gene keys. So what you have chosen to do in this lifetime is to become the witness of what it's like to be a human being in all of its forms, the very, very highs and the very, very lows. And the way in which humanity has evolved through time, which was to forget who we truly are as we've come deeper and deeper into form and further away from spirit, and we forgot our true divine nature. And so the 36 gene key is there for you to fully understand and appreciate what it's like to be human. It includes the dark night of the soul. So again, you may have had some moments in your life where you've stepped into that helplessness, hopelessness place. But the great news is there's a miracle within the 36 gene key because that light, that candle light was always glimmering. It never went completely out. And so what is happening now in the world is we are returning back to the light. We have remembered who we are. It's game over and our consciousness is going to override all the negativity, and we're going to raise up into this highest frequency. So from your perspective, you really want to look at this from the inside out and do the inner work and just observe what happens in your outer world when you do that. But you've taken on a lot, and so I really honor you for that. But now we can see the final finishing line. You're going to get there.
Thank you for the encouragement.
You got a double dose today, MC.
I think triple.
you've earned it, MC.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Many blessings to you. I saw you on from the very beginning with your hand up, and I knew I was going to go to you, but I went to you twice. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. All right. Take care, MC.
Okay, you too.
Let me take another area code 202. You're live with us.
Hi, how are you? Well,
hi.
So hi, Carrie. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
My name's Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I am very new to the gene keys. I have no idea what my fears are or numbers are, but I am appreciative of everything you've said and like the astrological and the constellations and the planets. That's been very helpful. I've been listening to you on Carrie's show forever, and I actually feel, you know, sort of inspired to get the reading, like the actual gene key codes and what that means now, because it just seems so enlightening. And everything you've said to everyone else, I keep thinking, I wonder if my numbers are the same. Because everything sounds like that's my issue. And I so like started a new diet today. So this is like, I mean, a healthy eating track starting. And not a diet, but a healthy eating. And I'm like, okay, this is like everything you've said, I've just dinged and dinged off. Like, this is amazing. I don't know if I'm supposed to like give you my birthday or something, or you could just tell me something in general for my birthday. I know everything about when I was born, the day, the time, like everything. So I don't know if that's a good place to start.
So what is your birthday?
It's 7/12/1965.
So you mean by 7/12, you mean July 12th?
Yes, July 12th, correct.
Okay, so without having your profile in front of me, I can't give you a great deal, except when I mentioned earlier about the 53rd gene key beginning on the 6th of July, so
yes.
your I don't know the exact time, I'd have to look it up on the internet, but your birth date is right on the transition from the end of the 53rd into the beginning of the 62. So the 53rd gene key is about this expansion out into the new world. And the shadow frequency is the fear of not knowing how it's going to play out. So the 53rd gene key has this entry point where we're not quite sure how this is going to. So let's say you're starting a new job or a new project or a new diet, that you don't know how it's going to work out, so there's some fear associated with it. So we have to face that fear and step through that, because the expansion is there to support you. And don't forget, the 35th gene key starts today, which is about food and diet. So it's the perfect place to be starting that.
Linda.
I'll just mention the 62, because you could be the 62 as well. And the shadow of that gene key is intellect. And it seems to be a strange shadow, because intellect seems to be a good thing. And what it's to do with is an overemphasis on trying to work everything out with the mind. And the mind cannot solve life. It's a mystery, and we have to allow it to be a mystery. But within the 62nd gene key, there's a phenomenal gift, which is light language. Have you ever listened to light language, Linda?
Yes.
Probably on this show.
Carrie, absolutely. And Melanie, yes, I have.
Okay, well, light language resides in the 62nd gene key, because there's nothing to understand in light language. It's just a frequency of vibration to allow ourselves to experience without understanding anything. And that's a gift that resides within the 60-second jinky.
I've been praying for that. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you start doing it yourself.
I won't. I will write you a letter out loud if I do. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Yes, I am so inspired by everything that you're saying and doing for some reason. And some reason today, it's just really resonated. I more than others. I mean, I've heard you, like, I think three other times. And, like, today is like, wow, no, that really makes sense.
We're all shifting it to a higher vibration, so we are connecting at a deeper level. Each time we go through the next level, we're coming to a higher frequency, so it means more each time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda. I hope this has inspired you to maybe get a session with Peter and explore this a little more deeply. You might
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
my
Linda.
Thank you.
I love your laugh,
right,
by the way.
Bye. Blessings. Oh, blessings. Thank you so much, you guys.
All right. Bye, Linda. Lynn said to tell you, Linda, please do it. It's a beautiful step in the awakening path. It's fun and deeply absorbing for your soul. So people are chiming in like, yes, do it.
It feels like a bit of a family gathering, doesn't it?
Yes. Sunny wrote back in and said, thank you so much. It's more true than you can imagine. Peter, you and the Gene Keys are truly fascinating. I am in awe. Blessings and gratitude to you both. Thank you, Sunny.
Lovely. Yeah.
What a fun time. We always have a fun time, right, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think we've covered enough for today. Peter, thank you for everything that you've shared and for everything that you're doing. I appreciate you, and so does everybody here from what I'm reading. So, loved having you back.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and you do a great job as a host, so thank you so much for doing the work that you're doing. And I guess my final comment is just for everybody to recognize that we are going through this process, and it's all okay. There is a divine plan, and we just hold to the highest frequency that we can and just watch the movie playing out to the final celebration.
Absolutely. Yes. Neutral witness, as you said earlier, as the old world dismantles. You know, let's just stay focused here. So, Peter, thank you. And to everyone who's joined us, thank you so very much for the gift of your time, your love, your openness, your presence today. We appreciate you. And if you're ready to receive the gift of having your own personal Gene Key session with Peter, say yes to that opportunity. It is in his special offer along with a few other bonuses, so hope you'll take advantage of that. And as we bring the show to a close today, as I've been saying every day, please be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, be new now. We really do have the choice to feel powerful rather than powerless right now. And I hope that, you know, being here with us in this inspired community, there is true power in this sacred circle. So hopefully you have emerged from our time together stronger, more clear, more compassionate, more loving, and just lit up and ready to hold the new earth frequencies of beauty and grace and compassion and abundance and love. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and I appreciate you. Thank you for going on this soulful adventure with Peter and myself today. I'm sending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to everyone you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everyone.